driveway.
Okay.
So why are you calling me?
How you been doing?
Well, I have, what, the seventh time might be a charm against your law clerk, Brian Rio, who has taken down, what, about a dozen of my web pages and been chasing me all over the place and essentially trying to shut me down. You know what I mean?
Well, essentially, you know, you got to look at, find out who actually did that. Essentially, he claims he hasn't, you know, essentially took any of the websites down.
Okay. Well, that's what he says, yeah. I mean, are you calling on behalf of him or what?
No. I was just saying hello.
Okay. Well, you disappeared about early March here. Your organization, why a number of them here, Brett A. Klimkowski, what's he up to right now?
Were you going to make the trip to Ohio?
I'm going to have to make the trip to Ohio to go to this trial. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't represent Brian Rayo.
Well, you knew what he was like. You knew what he was like. You essentially had him for a law clerk up to the very end. Why did you? I'm sort of at odds as to, you know, sort of at a loss as to why you are calling me. I really am.
Well, I kind of just wanted to see what was going on with that, if you were still going to have to make the trip to Ohio, because you're in Missouri.
Yeah, I'm in Missouri, 900 miles away.
Well, what are you going to do with Roxy?
What am I going to do with Roxy? Well, she has a daughter.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I hope the best, you know, and you know, hopefully everything gets straightened out.
Well, the problem's been since 2010. Your law clerk, Brian Rio, went ahead and took down
former
law clerk. So, have you two had a parting of the ways?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you do remember in February, I think it was early February 2016. Here he is getting a bogus stalking charge against me. And you know, I did go ahead and put this thing you know, I did go ahead and put our interaction on the you know, social on my web page. And then, you know, here he is, he's all mad because way back earlier in the 2000s, about 2004, 2005, he was running around with this character named Richard Barrett, who was, well, everybody thought he was, you know, even the Negroes down south thought he was a Zogbot, and he was a thoroughly nasty character. And anyway, he came to a well-deserved end when he picked up a Negro prison homosexual who went ahead and killed him. Tried to set a fire to cover it up, and he got 22 years or 23 years, something like that here. But anyway, that character says Brian Rio is going to have to get used to the fact that he's not white. You understand what I'm saying? And essentially, you know, just looking at the critter, he's not white. And he goes around, he comes in with Eli James, a Chicago Jew, you know, whose name formerly was Joseph November, and I hear it was either Cuts or...
Isn't your middle name Dershinsky or something like that?
That's an affectation, yes.
Is that a Jew last name?
There's some people say Felix Dershinsky was a Jew. There's some people say he's the greatest Polak that ever lived because no Polak killed more Russians. You know who Felix Dershinsky was, don't you?
Communist Jew.
Okay. All right. So, in any case here, what I found amusing was, he runs around with this Jew, who used to, I'm not sure if he still does, but he did fairly late, he runs around with this murderous Jew pig named William Fink, who murdered a Puerto Rican sneak thief in Jersey City Jail. And I've been doing some research, he went ahead and convinced this WAP pig named Doomers to go ahead and go along with them, and then he went ahead and sold out the Doomers, and he ruined his appeal. You know, did you know anything about that?
No.
No. Essentially, you're hanging around a homosexual who has a I'm speculating as to your sexuality because usually you're the sort of type who he tries to go ahead and blackmail into giving up the man pussy here, like he did character known as Victor Switzer, who lived in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And what he did is he tried to blackmail Victor Switzer into having sex with him, and outed him to his boss at the fire department, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And then Victor Switzer came back to Fink's Forum, and then Brian Reel found out he was one eighth Choctaw. He got all annoyed because his relatives were saying there's some character from Cleveland, Ohio, who was finding out that Grandpa was a full-blood Choctaw Indian. So Victor Switzer ran off, and he was trying, from what I gather, he was interfering with an ex-friend of mine called John Britton, who he was interfering with his civil case against Rolls-Royce or subsidiary of Rolls-Royce. And most of the stuff has been sealed, but I did find an unsealed thing, and he was interfering with John Britton's lawsuit. You do know that he was. Well, he has 52 lawsuits. He has 52 lawsuits. In Lake County alone. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you do know that. Well, I had one from Kansas City who was complaining, and essentially, complaining that Brian Reel was trying to destroy his business. And they was trying to get $25,000 from him, then to get 15, then 10, then 5, then 2. He called me up and said he was going to pay Brian Reel off because Brian Reel was saying that he had a bunch of lawyer buddies and him and them would essentially try to destroy his business if he didn't pay him off some money. And he was begging me to take his name off my webpage. Brian Reel lawsuits.xyz. You do know that form, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty well what I've done is I pretty well did my best to end this nonsense by Brian Reel by letting people know exactly what the hell they're dealing with. And he has gotten the best of the National Rifle Association. Did you know anything about his lawsuit against the National Rifle Association? Hello? Okay, it is 10 minutes till 11 p.m. Someone introduced himself as Kyle Bristow, was talking, and I was asking him. He says that Brian Reel is his former law clerk. It's 10 minutes till 11. I don't know why he is calling me back again. I think he's up to no good. Anyway, we'll wait and see if he calls back again.